I'm amazed at how many colleges there are. I can't get over it. I can't. Every year it's like another.
A lot of people willing to take your money.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, well, how can it possibly be? I'll tell you, we did a show about 3 weeks ago from the Steam Fitters place up in North.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys left right away. I went through the whole university, the whole process.
Did you graduate?
Jonesy, I'm telling you what I saw there is more difficult to learn and do well than any college, and I went to a few colleges, than any college or university I went to, because they actually, it was, to have the skill to do what they're doing, and like people's lives depend on this stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty
neat. It's done right. And they showed me like all the different welding stuff, like this one failed, this one went through, this one was perfect. And I said, well, what's this? He goes, this is where these guys come in to keep their skills sharp all
they
the
practice.
Time. It was so impressive. It was perfectly done, and you could tell like these people that want to do what they
so
do.
All those,
and I'm thinking all these universities, go to school, you'll get a job, you'll really know what you're doing. It was great. It was really I was impressed. I was so
they
impressed
just don't
with that.
Party as much there while you're in school. That's
no,
why. Yeah,
but
they actually work.
It really worked, but
it's
really difficult to learn. Like, not like, you know, like really difficult to learn to do this.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was that structured and that involved.
So all those people that we saw there that came in and had breakfast when we were there?
Yeah.
A lot of them were students that were just learning, some of them, interns?
They came in to learn. There's classes that were going. I stayed and I did like an hour tour afterwards on the classrooms and everything like that. Every classroom for a different thing, a different level, all the different like air conditioning units that were in, one that was like outside my house, all the things that were donated.
So you're,
do you know how to work it now, Al?
No.
But he's good though. So you're a handy guy.
Yeah, so I actually was very interested.
Things, you know, you went to numerous universities for short periods of time.
I would have gone and done that.
Would you have done something like that?
Well, I like what I do with the, you know.
Well, yeah, you got lucky that this led to
what
you're
doing. Oh,
did I get lucky? Yeah. Yeah.
No, I would have done that because I would have had fun doing it.
Because that's what you like to do at home. You do all this stuff.
Yeah, like when the air conditioner breaks, I can't deal with that stuff. I just don't know. It's really technical. And plus, to keep up with all of the computerized stuff that's going on with it, it's an ongoing process. I had a complete new regard and respect.
You should be like a senior intern there or something.
To fix... Nobody wants me.
You're senior.
No. Yeah. I fix things. I'll go over to Jonesy's and tell him I can't fix something. Go get somebody else.
Yeah.
But I can do it.
But you're pretty handy with stuff, though.
I can do it so that I can run it. But it's not the way it's supposed to be done. I'm a 7 on a 1 to 10.
I got to hang a TV on my wall today.
I can do that.
You can?
I've done that many times.
Okay, because that's very difficult for me.
You find the...
I don't know. I already got the thing hanging. I got to take one off, and I got to hang another one up. But I have no idea how I'm going to do it. So it's been on my mind for a number of days now.
It's not hard.
All right.
It's pretty easy. All right, give us a call, 888-